This is Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, the most comprehensive racing report on the radio. From the dirt to the dragway, from karts to NASCAR, if it's racing, it's covered. Here's our host, racetrack announcer and race car driver Kane, with a Full Throttle Racing report.
Welcome to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And later today, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. Finally, ARCA Mobile 200 Week is here, and it's going to be a big show. Tommy Prater joins us with a rundown leading up to Saturday's ARCA Mobile 200. Also, Joe McCardle with Sunny South Raceway is going to be on opening day today. We've got a couple of ARCA drivers going to be joining us as well, including our very first guest, Mason Mitchell. Now, Mason, first of all, good morning. Welcome to the show, and you're ready to bring home the jukebox this weekend, aren't you?
Absolutely, and first off, thanks for letting me be a part of the show, but and the main goal for myself being down in Mobile is bringing one of those jukebacks back here to Mason Mitchell Motorsports, and so looking really forward to it with Austin Lane South driving 98 car and myself behind 78.
Well, Mason, tell us a little bit about, first of all, this year starting off at Daytona. You finished 6th, qualified 23rd. Talk about Kimmel and the lead with 4 laps to go.
Yeah, Daytona was a really fun race this year. Compared to years in the past, there's a lot more passing, a lot more racing, and obviously that created more intensity, and mm-hmm. I think it was a way better show for the fans. But we had a really good hot rod. Austin and I were both up towards the front, mm-hmm. and we were led towards the end, and we had a couple good runs there where we pushed Will and then Scott Sheldon through the lead. But it's like felt like every time we got in that position, no one else could push us mm-hmm. As good. So you got to have all your cards fall into place at those places for it to work out. You rely on so many other people to help you. And we ended up having a good run, finished 6th. Obviously wanted to win, but just a good day for the whole team, Mason Mitchell Motorsports, for first time fielding 2 entries, and now we're on the Mobile for our first real race of the season, the short track show.
Well, and I know also that the ARCA cars also have a new body style that you're not going to be using, but some of the drivers will have this coming up weekend. Can you tell us a little bit difference between the two bodies? Is it more aggressive? Is it more aerodynamic?
Yeah, the new body is a composite body by 5-Star. Mm-hmm. It's just molded off of the NASCAR Sprint Cup cards and 6 style body. So I think the fans are going to be really entertained by it because you can now relate to the street cars and now relate to the NASCAR styled looking cars. They're a lot lighter of a body than the steel stuff. Downforce and stuff like that, it's not as much as the old steel bodies, but with the short tracks that they're allowed to run it this year, a lot of places we go, you're not going fast enough to really affect the downforce. But I'm going to look forward to Austin, my teammate. It will be driving the new quasi car, and I don't know if one's going to be faster or not, but I really think it's going to be a good show between steel body and the composite car, and hopefully one of us can get the win.
Yeah, no kidding. I know he's going for his three-peat. I'm talking about Grant Enfinger, and he's been one of those guys that you've been chasing, but you outscored him 125-65 in qualifying bonus points in 2014. Is there a little rivalry there?
That's probably one of the main reasons that I raced this race is because I didn't want him to win.
Look at that. That's a racer, brother. You ain't lying. That's awesome. Mason, let me ask you, how'd you get started, man? Because you've also been in the Camping World Truck Series.
Yeah, I made my first start last year at Homestead mm-hmm. in the season finale for 10 Star Camping World Truck Series. But I started when I was 5 years old back in Iowa. I'm originally from Westmore, Iowa, in motocross, and then transitioned into the smaller cars called Mini Cups when I was about 10 years old, and always a huge race car fan. My idol's been Jeff Gordon since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
A little bummed about his news this year, but it's all good, and he's a legend. So kept on moving up, and went to late model ranks locally, did some traveling, and then kind of got a big break when I turned 18 in 2012, raced for Eddie Sharp for 4 races, and that's really when I felt like the success started happening.
Mm-hmm.
I never finished outside the top 10, had some really good starts, and went to almost a full season next year, didn't race a couple races, and then this past season, 2014, I just had the form my own team and want to do and take control of things and try to put all the pieces of the puzzle together and want to do it the right way. And you know, end result ended up being what our goal was, and that was winning the championship.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're the third youngest ARCA champion. Where's that trophy at?
It's sitting in my conference room right across from in our shop here. So
nice.
I look at it every day.
Yeah, that's awesome. Now let me ask you about Mobile. What is it? How do you compare this track to some of the other ones you go to? It seems like a lot of the ARCA drivers that we've talked to, and even the folks, the officials with ARCA, really seem to like the way the city responds to you guys and gets behind the whole entire effort, which is the ARCA Mobile 200.
Absolutely. I was down there at a press conference a week ago with Tommy Prater and all the guys down at Mobile International Speedway, and I just, you know, stated there that it's such a cool event to be a part of. You know, you don't go to every short track in the nation and get a response and fan interaction like you do at Mobile. It's from those kind of press conferences to the battleship to the Hall of Parade, just for, you know, a huge ARC event. It's such a big deal for the city. And then when you come out to race day and you know, all the RVs and campers are there, and the fans and the stands are, you know, standing room only. It's just amazing because it's so hard to see that these days, and that I really appreciate. You know, Mobile's fans, the city. No matter if it's a win or loss for us, it's really, if it's about the people that make it happen. If it wasn't for the fans and all the people that made it happen, none of it would have been possible. So it's really neat to see that happen.
That's awesome. And we're going to talk to your teammate here in the next few minutes. But let me ask you guys drive Fords. Do you get factory help? How much in what was the decision behind Ford versus Chevy?
Yeah, honestly, at the level that we are, we really don't get much
right.
support and help, especially this year now that the motor package deal has, the preferred motor they want to run is all the same. But, you know, last year we ran all Ford stuff, and they were willing to give us dyno time and pull-down time, stuff like that. So they were there, always on the phone, ready for us to, you know, call for assistance or something like that. But just the level that you're at right now is just trying to keep on working your way up. But, you know, I ran Fords most of the year, and well, I think all the year in 2013, and started creating a relationship with the guys at Roush Yates, and, you know, never had it break down at all, and went and started talking to them again, and when we went to form my own team, and decided that was about to go, and, you know.
Is that hard to do? I'm sure it is. I mean, having your own team, be a team owner and driver, and, I mean, because you've got to cover it all, and obviously try to attract the sponsors, which is not the easiest thing to do.
Right. Yeah, it's one of the hardest things I've ever done, probably the hardest thing. A lot of people, you know, speculate from the outside looking in on if it could be easier, if there's not much to do. I mean, honestly, there's nights where you don't sleep at all. There's countless hours you just got to put in. If you want to be truly successful, yeah, you can come and do it from 9 to 5, but you're not going to win a race,
right,
or you're not going to be successful. You got to work. You got to be willing to you know, push your people, push yourself, and you know, there's wherever you start, and there's never an end time. It's whenever you can get the job done. So it's been a heck of an experience, and I've learned so much over the last year from starting our team, creating relationships with people, vendors, just so many different avenues that we've traveled down, and just blessed to have the opportunity and ready for another great year.
Well, Mason, I know you're trying to find a truck or an Xfinity ride for 2015. Obviously, the more you win, the better and easier it is, but that's no easy task, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, this day and age, you got to have, you know, all the bases covered with, you know, you obviously have to be talented and skilled behind the wheel, but you have to be skilled, you know, with your PR side of things, and you have to have the correct marketing partners, and
right,
you just got to connect with everything. So it's part of a process, and you just got to be patient about it, but, you know, never give up, and just keep going at it hard every day and be willing to do it. And it's been a dream so far. I'm not going to give up at all. I'm still 20 years old, and
awesome.
I feel like just going to keep on trying as hard as I can, and got some stuff in the works, so hopefully we can keep on working on that and get up there in Xfinity or Truck Series, whatever it calls, and be out there soon.
Well, Mason, I know we're looking forward to having you down here. We have a lot of younger drivers. There's a Sunny South Raceway here along the Gulf Coast, real small. Looks like Bristol. It's a great little track. They run the go-karts, the Bandoleros, and then Legends and move up. Pro Challenge cars and trucks. We have a lot of new young drivers that listen to the show. So my question to you, and I think you kind of answered it just a minute ago, but what kind of advice would you give a new family starting in racing or just a new young driver?
Yeah, I mean, first off, you want to start out and you're being a driver and you have aspirations to keep on growing, you really can't take no as an answer from anyone. Right. And there's going to be so many people that you come across and down the road and continuing up the ladder that are going to blame stuff on money or blame stuff on this. But it's truly all about as hard as you can work and just keep on fighting, you know, every day for it and you can make it happen. I've got this far with a lot of support from my family and for myself. I've lived in the shop since 2013, and I'm still here today living here just because I love it so much, and I'm willing to do it. So anything is possible. You just got to keep grinding away, and you take all the negatives, put them in the trash can, whatever you want to do with them, and just keep on digging.
It's Mason Mitchell. Look for the 98 this week. Mason, we appreciate you being a big part of the show, and good luck. Looking forward to seeing you in Victory Lane, hopefully. Or maybe your teammate, but you would like to beat him, wouldn't you?
Obviously I'd love to, but if we could finish 1-2, that'd be an amazing accomplishment. So it was awesome for me being on the show here. Great opportunity, and for sure you guys, what you do for us, and ready to get down to Mobile.
Well, that's great, Mason. Have a good time. We can't wait to see you down here, and that's going to be cool. You know what I like about him? He picked the number 98 at the beginning of the year because Benny Parsons won 2 ARCA championships driving at 98. He's already got one. Let's see if he can get the second one. Still to come, well, we've got his teammate, Austin Wayne Self. He's going to be coming up and talking a little bit about the ARCA race and what he has to come up. Tommy Prater's going to run down the whole entire week of events coming up. And then Joe McArdle, it's race day at Sunny South Raceway. We're ready to talk about it next. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. And don't forget, we'll podcast the show at usfdracing.org. That's United States Fire Department Racing. And we race along with 11 other drivers from Kannapolis, North Carolina, bringing funds and awareness to the United States Fire Departments all over the Gulf Coast and everywhere. Now, Joe McArdle standing by with Sunny South Raceway. It's opening day at the track. It's going to be a lot of fun. But Tommy Prater also coming up. Remember, it's the ARCA Mobile 200, and it's the week that you want to come by and check out all the events. Tommy's going to run it all down. Now, we just talked with this guy's boss. I don't know if he's a boss or maybe just a teammate, Mason Mitchell. Now we're talking with Austin Wayne Self. Good morning, Austin. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's good to be on here.
Absolutely. Let's talk about what you guys are planning on doing. He just told me on the air, 1-2 finish. Is it going to be you up front or him?
Yeah, I think it's just like they do. We haven't talked about it too much. right now, our focus is to get both of these race cars fast, and so we're going to head down there. We're actually heading down there later today and hopefully getting some testing in tomorrow. But I think right now the main focus is getting both of these cars fast, making sure we can get a 1-2. And I think we'll probably just wait till we get out there, and we're going to have to race for it, I think.
Well, happy late birthday. You just turned 19, so pretty cool.
Yeah, I just turned 19 yesterday. I had my mom up here and everything, so... that was really cool. It was actually a crew chief, Matt Weber. It was his birthday, too, yesterday.
Oh, that's cool.
That was pretty cool.
Well, that's awesome. Let's talk about a little bit about the ARCA series. And, Daytona was a lot of fun, I guess. Finished 15th, started 27th. Your first start at Daytona. So when you're strapping in and you're just pulling off the pits, what goes through your mind?
Well, it's you start to get in that competitive state. Yeah. You're thinking about what you need to do to get to the front and stay out of trouble, but then you get that you're running at Daytona, so all the history there and everything that's going on there, it's just a really cool thing just to be part of the race and to be able to see 40 cars be out on the track with 40 other cars at Daytona is I want to say nerve wracking, but it's definitely a pumped up feeling. That green flag is going to drop, and you're going to have to be in the pack and work with the draft and do all that stuff. And it's Daytona, so you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's really just an awesome feeling to be able to race on this track. This racetrack, ARCA, a very fortunate ARCA series. does such a great job working with the racetracks and stuff that we're able to go to these racetracks. To me, it's really a privilege to be able to run on these, you know. I mean, this is like the Daytona, this is like the Indianapolis 500 of NASCAR.
Oh, yeah. Well, let me ask you, you know, I'm seeing that you guys are going to be the, I guess, youngest team duo out there as owners and drivers. What do you guys, how do you guys prepare for a race? Obviously, you know, you've got both cars in the shop and things like that. Do you guys have, you have several different cars? I mean, obviously, you probably have a big speedway car, and then you've got them for the short tracks. Tell us about your operation.
Yeah, we got, Mason's, he's got a couple races here scheduled. 98 car is the only one that has a full season right now. So we got right now we have a primary speedway car, which is a car we'll run at Daytona and Talladega. We have a backup car for both those tracks, and then we'll go down to the intermediate tracks. You know, Chicago, Michigan, Kentucky, Kansas, and we'll have two cars for there, and then we'll have our short track car. And then, you know, we kind of work things out with the road course, kind of see what's going to happen. But I believe we've got a really good road course car for later in the season when we get to New Jersey. So we got a few cars there. And then, you know, Mason was able to work something out. And so now he's got a race car. I'm not totally sure what his backup plan is, if he has to go to a backup car. But driver-wise, I mean, it's really cool to be able to have, you know, Mason, you know, not only as the team owner, but the driver too. You know, that's how I got to know Mason.
Yeah.
When I first started racing in 2013 in the ARCA series, you know, Mason was already, you know, a couple steps ahead of me. So I was able to learn from him, racing against him and, you know, Frank, Tom Hester, these guys out there.
Yeah.
So being able to have, you know, Mason, a person who's been in my shoes before, and it wasn't too long ago, you know, he's only, I think he's 20 years old. So,
yeah.
You know, he's able to understand, you know, what I'm feeling in the car, and we're able to bounce things off each other. So that's really cool. To me, it's really cool to have that. You know, a lot of these guys, you know, a lot of these other team owners, you know, they may have been in racing, but, they haven't raced. I don't think many of them have raced, unless you're talking about Tony Stewart and a couple of these guys. Not many of them I've raced with their drivers, and I think that's definitely something that helps.
Well, let me ask you also, you've got a sponsor, AM Technical Solutions Ford. Tell me what they do for you.
I mean, AM Technical Solutions has been supporting me for years now. They've been behind me since really the beginning. What's really cool is, you know, these guys, big business guys, coming off the track sometimes. Get to hang out with them, but we also have Pirate Energy on board with us now, so that's a really cool deal. And Zorbs, all these companies, what we've been trying to do is get a bunch of Texas-based companies behind our back. So even Creation Kicks, you know, they design Converse and do stuff on that side. So that's, to me, that's really cool to be able to have Texas companies support me and actually and continue to support me. It seems like we've been able to make some good relationships here, and they've been beyond my back.
That's awesome. A lot of pride with a good sponsor like that, isn't it, Ralston?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, it's if it wasn't for those guys and the fans, I wouldn't be able to be out here driving these race cars. So, I mean, I think they really enjoy. We try to make it as special as we can for them when they come out to the racetrack, because you know, we want to share and show them what we get to do every weekend, and we're really thankful for that.
Well, it's a 10,000 seat arena that you guys will be battling next Saturday, and you know, I know that Weber won three races last year with three different drivers. Now he's your crew chief. Have you guys had a good chemistry? What kind of things are you working on?
Yeah, we got the same birthday, so
I know, that's so cool.
No, we I've known Matt for a while. He was actually in 2013 when I was with Cunningham Motorsports. Mm-hmm. He was their car chiefing, so he car chiefed my race car for a few races there. So he's already familiar with me, and outside of racing, I feel like we got a pretty good relationship. You know, we've watched Super Bowl and a couple other things together. Mm-hmm. So I feel like outside racing we're good, but I feel like, in, you know, when we go to the racetrack, I feel extremely comfortable. I feel like Matt's going to Matt's going to give me a good race car since we show up to the track for practice. So I've talked to him, and he knows what I want, and I'm able to understand what he's going to be doing in the car. So I'm really excited. He works really well with Mason. You know, he raced with Mason last year on Mason's championship tour, but I'm feeling extremely confident here. I feel like we're going to be getting down to Mobile, and I'm hoping we can get a win here. That's definitely I definitely feel like that's in sight for us.
Austin Wayne Self, let me ask you, how did you get started in racing?
I started racing when I was 4 or 5 years old.
Wow.
I started racing go karts down in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
I did that for a few years, and I think I was 9 or 10. We started racing go karts nationally with WKA. And then from there, I felt like I wanted to pursue a racing career. So we jumped in a late model when I was 14 down in Texas. I did a couple years of racing down there in pro late models, and we jumped up to North Carolina. We knew that's where all the racing was. So we jumped up here and did some late model racing up here. And one thing led to the next. And in 2013, I found myself with Cunningham Motorsports. I think it was 4 or 5 ARCA races and a few Can-Am races. So, and then last year we came off 2014 with Rookie of the Year in the ARCA series and had some really, really strong finishes. So it's been good so far. I think this year we're going to make it even better. You know, last year our goal was to get Rookie of the Year, and this year we're aiming for another championship with Mason Mitchell Motorsports.
Well, what number you running, Austin, and why?
This year we're going to run the 98. The reason is because it's a championship number. I know Mason, that's Mason's number, and he ran really good with the last year, and I wanted to keep it consistent. You know, I wanted to, I was coming into this team, and I wanted to do the best that I can with their car, so... I felt like keeping the 98 was pretty appropriate, and I feel like it's definitely a recognizable number on the racetrack. So I feel like the 98 deserves another championship. And
you're the guy to do it.
that's right. I want to be the guy to do it. So,
well, you know, Mason answered this question great, and I want to ask you the same thing when we get new drivers on. No, that's fine. Well, you know, we have a lot of younger drivers that start off in go-karts here at a track, and a lot of new families getting into racing. So I just want to know, what kind of advice would you give either a young driver or a new family just discovering what we already know, how great racing is?
Yeah, it's definitely hard. You know, my family, before me, you know, none of my family raced. My dad raced motorcycles. Dirt bikes, but I mean, other than that, you know, we'd always been fans, and it's really hard to just jump into the racing world, and especially if you're trying to drive race cars. It's definitely a really hard thing to do. I started out in go karts, which you know, for me was a great deal. I was able to learn car control and racing. I mean, you're racing really hard there. And, I mean, really, the only way the only advice I can really give getting into racing is, you know, go to the racetrack, hang out at the racetrack, and make relationships at the racetrack. You know, it's not like high school football and college football.
Right.
You can't just sign up and get into it. But I definitely feel like making relationships at the racetrack in the pit is really the best way to do it. I mean, it seems like the racing world and community is just such a welcoming community.
Yeah.
They, you know, nobody's ever really pushing people away. You know, everybody likes to see new people come in and work, and I think a lot of people are willing to help those people. So my advice is just get out to the racetrack and start making some friends.
Awesome. Well, we look forward to seeing you here next week at all the events in Austin. We hope that you do well. And see, I'm on the phone with you, not Mason, so I'll just say I hope you beat him. I hope you beat him, brother.
Well, hopefully they'll call me back, and I can tell you how I passed them on the last lap, and how everything felt.
I want to know where you're going to put that jukebox.
Hey, I've been seeing that's the coolest trophy around.
Yeah.
We went down we tried to go test last week, and we went down and had lunch with Tommy Prater and Thomas and them, and that guy's one of the coolest guys I know. He put on a really cool show, and it's really cool to be able to go to that. And see all the people that are help putting on this race this week. And Mobile is such a special race, and really a special time for us. You know, it's the first short track of the year. You know, Daytona is, it almost feels like its own deal. And then we go to Mobile, and that's when you start getting consistent. But, I mean, Mobile is probably one of my favorite races of the year with the battleship and,
yeah,
and everything we get to do before the race just makes the race so much special. So being able to win that race is definitely a good memory. And coming home with the jukeboxes, and I've been, you know, that circles through your head quite a bit. So I'm hoping we can pick up a couple of jukeboxes next week.
Hey, thanks again, Austin. That's great. Now, coming up, we've still got so much great racing to talk about. ARCA Mobile 200, obviously, is next week, and we're excited about that. But it's opening day today at Sunny South Raceway. We'll find out about it coming up. Hey, welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service there at Government and Butler. If you're looking for motor work, that's the place to go. It is race day. We've been talking all about the ARCA Mobile 200 this morning. Tommy Brader's still coming up, but yes, a little track that could. I love it. The place where I earned my championship, Sunny South Raceway. It's finally race day. I've been waiting a year to say this. Joe McCardle, welcome to the show, man.
Good morning and thank you. Yeah, we all been waiting for this day.
Yeah. This is going to be a big one. You guys have done so much work on the off season, preparing for the new dirt track. You've moved the lights on the outside, and I've heard from Wayne, the owner, that there's some special plans that he still continues throughout this season. But let's talk about what's happening today.
Okay, what's happening today? Like you say, we have lights moved. We have a better lit track if that's possible. We got an extra grid in place for our go-karts, several new people in place. We just got some new stuff we're going to try. We're running heat races again.
Oh, really? Now, what was the decide on that?
Right. You know, we had so many people last year that kind of like complained.
Oh, yeah.
And the big thing last year was the heat races took up the time, and we were trying to get the spectator home at a decent time. Well, this year, by going to Saturdays, we will open up at 5 o'clock, give them practice for 2 hours, and it comes 7 o'clock, we're going to qualify and have everything in place to start the race right at 8 o'clock.
You know, I stopped by and talked to the Wayne Gressick over at Metro Glass and Mobile. He was showing me, and I put it on our Facebook page, at look under Derek Long. Boy, you guys got some nice new trophies this year. That is gorgeous. I was over at Bob's Speed Shop, and I showed Flat Top. He goes, that's as big as my Daytona trophy.
Yeah, we've stepped up the program on the trophies. I mean, you know, it's like anything. You move with the flow. Yeah. You try to better yourself each year.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm excited. I can't wait to bring the our legend on steroids, as they call it, the vintage cars, when we come over.
You got that right.
Let's talk about, you know, I've been watching your Facebook page a lot. Again, look up Sunny South Raceway. Find them at sunnysouthraceway.org. You've got a lot of new drivers this year.
Yes, sir. We have some new Mighty Mite drivers.
Yeah.
We have some Mighty Mite drivers that moved up to Junior One.
Mm-hmm.
We are starting a senior champ car.
I think that's huge. I already know the Days have got a couple of cars, and some other drivers are looking for them.
But more important than that, we have several new drivers in the Bandolero class.
Yeah, it's going to be huge.
In fact, last time we looked at it, we may be even offering two Bandolero classes this year.
Whoa, really?
Right. We are. In the past, we've always had the Bandits. Well, once you reach 12 years old, you're required by Annex to move up to the next class, which is Outlaws.
Mm-hmm.
So far, we've got four Outlaws.
Oh, man. That's going to be cool. Now, what's the difference between the two? Is it just faster?
No, sir.
Oh.
Same weight, same car.
Oh, no kidding. Are you serious? It's just that age.
Really. 750 pounds, fully loaded car. The difference being the driver.
Yeah.
They're saying if you run 4 years as a Bandit, which is a beginner class, it's time to move up and smell the roses.
Yeah.
So
the
only difference being the age of the driver.
Back again by popular demand by all the fans and especially the kids, bike and power wheel races during intermission.
Yes, sir. And that is a blast.
And medal, they get medals awarded to all the people that participate. I mean, that's new,
yes,
too.
Sir. Yes, sir. We're going to, like I say, We're stepping up, dude.
Mm-hmm.
We're stepping up.
Well, what does it take nowadays to grab that fan? You know, that's the biggest thing, and that's the question all the track want to know. You know, you can do the radio advertising, you can do the TV advertising. Is there anything that you guys are trying to focus on to let the fans know? Obviously, the radio show, we have so many people listening, all the drivers that participate and all the fans, they love your track. We need to get more people to love it.
Well, that's true. You know, Kane, we, like any other racetrack, has tried all the media.
Yeah.
The radio spots, the newspaper, which you don't have no newspaper back in the Mobile. This past year, we pushed Facebook. Now,
that helps.
Yeah, Facebook is something to you got to deal with Facebook. I go on Facebook to learn about my family.
Yeah.
My family seems to be on Facebook more than anything. But we've tried it all, and I guess it's just a combination. But the best thing is, if you can get them in the gate the first time, make them happy, they'll come back the second time. They'll bring a friend.
Oh, I guarantee it. You've got great classes. Also, I want to talk about the Pro Challenge Racing. These are cars and trucks that are, what is it, three-quarter size?
Three-quarter scale.
Yeah.
Yes,
and
go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say, you have been building a couple of these on the off-season. They're ready to go, aren't they?
Yes, sir. We built a Monte Carlo over the weekend, and we built another truck, number 43. We have our first lawnmower racer turned Pro Challenge racer.
Wow. Who's
David
that?
David Turner, number 43. He'll be out. We built a fuel-injected Monte Carlo. It'll be out, little red number 14. Don't have to tell you who's following that.
Yeah, I bet you I know who that is.
had some real promising times, and you know, we're just having fun.
Well, it's going to be great. One thing that you guys do that no other tracks have is you can actually rent part of the suite. You have a suite with leather chairs. You've got TV in there. You've got it the best view of the track. So if you want to have birthday parties or any kind of functions, or maybe you're a driver and you want to have your sponsor come out, it's pretty affordable, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And we offer that to the sponsors, the birthday parties, the senior citizens. You can actually sit in one chair and view the whole race.
Yeah.
Heat in the winter, air conditioning in the summer. You can't get no better than that. And if you talk to Joe, the promoter, right, he can cater your food up there. You never have to come down. Bathrooms are upstairs.
Yeah.
It's all about the spectator.
You know, you've got a new photographer, Brandy Davis.
She does
amazing work. My daughter Nicole's getting married. We're probably going to use her. But she does different things with the photos that you haven't seen at the track before.
Right. She has stuff made out of metal.
That's so cool.
It doesn't fade, doesn't break, doesn't bend.
And, of course, she can do custom shots or whatever.
Yes.
So the gates
down tomorrow night.
Let's talk about the gates. What time do the gates open?
Gates open at 4, tracks open at 5.
Okay.
This is our new schedule, and, you know, it's like anything else. We will adjust.
Well, I know it's going to be great, obviously. So how many vehicles of family members you got in this one?
I've got 3 race cars tonight.
So you're juggling.
Legend, one in Bandolero.
Wow, you're juggling. Are all your drivers excited that the day is finally here?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I figured it was. Well, Joe, I know we've got to get ready, and I know you're going to be at the track a little early getting everything set up. I can tell you the kids are going to love the track if you go out to Sunny South Raceway. How do we find it?
Well, if you come in west on Interstate 10, you've got 2 choices. You can get off on Exit 10, hang a left and go all the way over to Highway 90, or you can go all the way to Exit 4, hang a right, go across, and go down to downtown Grand Bay.
Don't blink.
Hang a left and go east on 90.
Yeah, and it's going to be right there. SunnySouthRaceway.org and also on Facebook. And real quick, before we let you go, track sponsors. Who's helping?
Track sponsors, man.
I got you.
You got me. We've got a bunch of track sponsors. Yeah. We have Acme Track Line. Mm-hmm. Acme Truck Lines. We have Preacher Specialized Transportation. Metro Glass.
Oh, yeah.
We have so many name points.
That's right.
I can't even think all over that.
Just look at the billboards. I finally stumped you after 5 years. I got you.
All right. All right, man.
Hey, Joe, have a good weekend. We appreciate you coming on board.
All right, thank you, man.
All right, there you go. Joe McCardle from Sunny South Raceway. Again, big racing coming up. Now we switch back to ARCA. It's the ARCA Mobile 200. Tommy Prater's got the complete list of what's happening coming up. Hang on. Good morning. Welcome back to the show. It's Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5, always brought to you by Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. Thank you to Joe McCardle again. Race day today. Gates open at 5. They get 2 hours of practice at Sunny South Raceway. Look them up on Facebook or at sunnysouthraceway.org. It's the ARCA Mobile 200 week. It's finally here. We heard from Mason Mitchell and Austin Wayne Self. They plan on doing a 1-2 and beating Fairhope's Grant Enfinger. Tommy Prater, are you going to allow that to happen?
Well, you know, I think those two better pack a sack lunch if they plan on beating the two-time champion. You know,
that's right.
I fall in the category of professional wrestling. In order to be the man, you got to beat the man.
That's right.
And right now, Grant Enfinger is the man. And until somebody beats the man, Grant is the man.
That's it. That's it. And he's going for a three-peat. How exciting is this? You have been just torn so many different ways, especially now we're just a week away. And I hate to say it, but I looked at the forecast, and next week there's a ton of rain.
I'm happy that it's raining Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. you know, that's great news.
Get it
for
out
me
of the way.
Because, you know, it won't rain 5 days in a row in Mobile this
that's
time
right.
of year. So go ahead and let it rain Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And get it cleaned up for Friday and Saturday of next week. The forecast is looking good for Saturday already, and I think Friday's going to improve as we get closer. And we're looking forward to a big weekend at Mobile.
Let's talk about all the events that are scheduled for this week. Can you run through them?
Well, I mean, you know, as far as today, as we're talking with practice at Mobile for the ARCA cars, it's an open test. We have 11 drivers on the ground in 9 different cars. So this is going to be really fun. Mobile's Ronnie Osmer will be making his first laps in an ARCA car today, so we're excited about that, him getting a little seat time in his Carter II Motorsports car. And so, you know, there's the longest commute is Sarah Cornett King, who's coming from Summerlin, British Columbia, to be with us and race with us next week. So we've got cars and drivers coming from everywhere.
Yeah, and I talked with Sarah, and we're going to try to have her on the show next Saturday right before the show. She was really excited to talk about her racing career and everything that's coming on. ARCA has been a great stepping stone for tons of drivers, and obviously talking with the drivers that we've had on and, of course, some of the other drivers in the past, they really like this track. They really like this week because of how the city gets behind. Mobile Bay, you know, the Visitors Bureau has done a great job, and you as well, promoting it and getting so many people involved, Tommy.
Yeah, absolutely. The Mobile Sports Authority and the Convention Visitors Bureau have really worked hard with us to make this a great event. So far, we've had 25 different states represented in Mobile,
wow.
2 provinces of Canada, and with Sarah coming, this will be the 3rd province of Canada that is now represented at the Speedway in just 3 years.
Mm.
So this has been a tremendous deal for Mobile. We're happy to be a part of. There's a lot of people here. You know, we have practice today.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the Rusty Wallace Experience on Sunday. There's a special deal for that with the race. Thursday at the Battleship, Thursday afternoon, the cars and drivers will be there for autograph session.
Yeah.
Seafood out on the causeway Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
Then Mobile's own Holly Mosley will be at our host hotel Holiday Inn Thursday night. Play until the wee hours of the morning for those who can still stay up that late.
You still sending Moose, right? You're sending Moose to that one, right?
Oh yeah, but he'll have a chaperone.
That's I got you.
And you know, and then Friday is time to get down to business.
Yeah.
And for the first time, we're including the Pro Truck Series with the Bombers and Sportsmen. We're excited about their addition to the program. All the guys that are running the trucks are pumped up. We've had some of them try to come and test.
Yep.
There's a big test session Tuesday night for the local cars. And then Saturday, the ARCA Mobile 200 at 2 o'clock. And I tell you, probably the most popular event of Saturday is the on-track autograph session that goes off at noon. What an incredible crowd on the front straightaway. Just unbelievable. Of the fans and the kids and the people that have come out for that autograph session.
We're expecting another 10,000 people out at the track, aren't we?
Yeah, you know, ticket sales are ahead of where we've been ever. Awesome. We're pumped up about that. Corporate sponsorship is better than it's ever been. And you know, I think the biggest thing is, Derek, is that so many people believe that the ARCA Mobile 200 is just going to come back every year, but it's not necessarily.
Yeah, yeah, right.
And it takes a whole lot of people and a whole lot of money and a whole lot of effort by a lot of people in order to get it to come back to Mobile. And, you know, there was a time this year where we really didn't think it was going to happen, but we finally got the pieces of the puzzle together to make it happen.
Well, and the fans love it. And, again, the drivers, they love the trophies. Talk about them again.
Well, there's not another trophy like it anywhere in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday's winner gets a full-size, full-scale Crosley jukebox. Friday night's winners get a smaller version.
Yeah.
But everybody's racing for the jukebox. And Mason Mitchell will tell you dead up, he's only racing four races this year.
Yep.
Mobile is on the schedule just so he can have an opportunity to win the jukebox.
That is so awesome. Now, how many laps is it? And talk about also the cars themselves, because they're new bodies this year. Some people use a lot new. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot new with the ARCA series coming into 2015. There's a new motor. It's an Ilmor 396 motor that is new to the series this year. It was very successful in Daytona. Mm. It won the race in Daytona. We have a new body in Mobile for the first time. Fans that come out today to watch practice will see some of them. They look completely different from our old-style car, which was an old Cup car. They look more similar to me to a new Cup car than anything else. But it is a composite body, which makes it easier for the teams to replace parts if they have problems. So there's a lot of changes for this series. And next Saturday will be the first time that all the changes are on the racetrack together.
Gosh, that's exciting. And again, tickets are available, 343-2929. You can go to ArcaMobile200.com, and you can send a soldier, Tommy.
Absolutely. One of my favorite programs.
Mine too.
For every ticket that send a soldier ticket that the fans buy, we donate two more. All the tickets go over to the USO, and they distribute them along the Gulf Coast to our troops. And, you know, it's one of our most popular things we do.
Yep.
This year, we've also done the Fear of the Finger T-shirt.
I love it. I got mine on.
yeah, for St. Jude's Hospital.
Yeah.
And when the fans come to the race next Saturday, there's a special Shriner section that the Shriners have been selling tickets to. They'll be selling programs for us, and they'll be giving people that park in the free parking rides over to the racetrack in golf carts, all for tips, all trying to raise money for the Shriners Transportation Fund that takes kids back and forth to the Shriner hospitals around the country, and that's a pretty special cause, too.
That's great that you're doing all that. Let me ask you, and then we'll let you go. I know it's a busy morning. The Moose's car, and, you know, not only do you have to play, you know, how many hats you wearing? Thank God you're not driving. You know what I'm saying?
You know, it gets a lot easier after Mobile for us as we go down the line. You know, Thomas has got his favorite short track car here. He calls it Black Betty. It's chassis RK461. It's a Carl Edwards car. It's a low CG car. It's a really nice race car. He had a lot of success with it last year on the short tracks. And obviously, he wants to have a good run here. It is our first run at a short track as a standalone team. And it's in front of the home crowd, so he's looking for a good day.
Well, we wish you the best of luck again. Promoter of the Year, you're going to go for it, buddy, I can tell you. You've done a great job with this. Not taking away anything from anyone else, but you, again, kudos to you, your whole team, and I'm honored to be a part of it as well. And we'll see you next weekend at the track for sure.
Well, Kane, thank you for all your help and promotion here on 106.5. We've got a lot of great media partners, and you guys are part of that team, and it all takes – it takes everything to make this race happen every year.
Well said, Tommy. It's going to be a great year, and it all starts with the ARCA Mobile 200 next Saturday. And tonight, it's going to be at Sunny South Raceway. Joe McArdle's got the whole entire gang out there. It opens at 5 again. Remember, practice will go for the first 2 hours of qualifying, do heat races, and then feature events. It's finally here, guys. Racing season. Thank you to Mobile International Speedway, Five Flag Speedway, Sunny South Raceway, and Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. Now, I'm heading out to the American Cancer Society's 26th Annual Chili Cook-Off. It's going on this morning. from 11 to 3 at the grounds, home of the Greater Gulf State Fair. Matt Jackson and myself will have the Kane Motorsports race cars out there. All the kids can get in. And we've also got some brand new stickers for the kids, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Remote control car racing. You're going to see about 30 of these cars running inside the event where they actually have the children's area. I also want to thank our sponsors with Kane Motorsports. McDonald's, again, being a big part of our Kane's Warrior Kids program. Thank you to Pull Apart for every top five we'll get again this year, up to $1,500. They're going to give us an extra $100 for local families that are struggling with childhood cancer. Thank you so much to BA Motorsports for help with the safety equipment this year. Titan Race Cars, Rusty Cooper has done a great job making it look great. D&T Automotive, that's Donald Crocker and Doc Crocker. These guys can work on any transmission, whether it's for your race car or if you've got something just in your car and truck you're having problems up in Citronelle, it's D&T Automotive. Thank you also to the Belrose Tattoo Shop and Piercing right over there in Daphne up of Highway 98. Dewey Miller's Competition Head Service. We've got a good motor thanks to him. Also, Alabama Teen Challenge, K1 Race Gear. We've got Metro Glass of Mobile, Pitts & Sons Towing, and Perkins Hurricane Landing. God bless you all. Have a great weekend, and come see us at the Chili Cook-Off. Love you, Mom.
If you'd like to be featured on Full Throttle Racing with Kane, email us at fullthrottleracingwithkane@yahoo.com. And we may have you and your race team on the air. Join us again next Saturday morning from 8 to 9 a.m. for another hour of local and national racing news on Full Throttle Racing with Kane on FM Talk 106.5.